This is a unique perspective on the ancient texts of the Bible that are accurately predicting the future and is not affiliated with any religion or doctrine. All required research was done independently by myself and is protected by copyright unless otherwise noted. So in the previous videos, we looked at Jesus' timeline in Matthew 24, which indicates that the asteroid will hit at the end of a tribulation period that will start after the abomination of desolation stands in the holy place. And Jesus referred us to the book of Daniel in order to understand more about this. So we looked at the book of Daniel, and chapter 11, verses 1 through 31, told us what the abomination of desolation was, when it was placed, where it was placed, and who it was placed by. So in this video, we're going to tie the two main time periods given in Daniel chapter 12 into the abomination of desolation on Jesus' timeline. So before we look at Daniel 12, let's just take a quick look at Jesus' end time sequence again. So he said in verse 15 of Matthew 24, "When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Then those in Judea will flee into the mountains." So we're going to put this on our chart. It says, first, the abomination of desolation will stand in the holy place. Then those in Judea will flee into the mountains. And notice the word in verse 16 that was translated as flee, which is number 5343, also means escape. So it's saying, when you see the abomination of desolation, then those in Judea will flee or escape to the mountains. And then in verse 21, he says, for then shall be great tribulation. So after they flee or escape into the mountains, then the great tribulation occurs. Then verse 29 says, immediately after the tribulation, the sun and moon will go dark and the stars will fall. And in the previous video on Jesus' timeline, we found out that this refers to an asteroid impact. So it says, immediately after the tribulation, the asteroid impact will occur. So this right here is the end time sequence of events that Jesus gave us in Matthew 24. First, the abomination of desolation that Daniel talked about will stand in the holy place. Then those in Judea will flee or escape into the mountains. Then the great tribulation will occur. And immediately after that tribulation, the asteroid will impact. So we're also going to put this sequence on this table right here. So first, the abomination of desolation will occur. Next, those in Judea will flee or escape into the mountains. Then the great tribulation. And immediately after the tribulation, the asteroid will impact. And the abomination of desolation at the start of this sequence, which is in verse 15, Jesus specifically says, read the book of Daniel in order to understand more about this. So in Daniel 12, the first verse says, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which stands for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even at that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. So the first event here in Daniel 12, verse 1 is Michael stands up and there's a time of trouble. So the word that was translated in this verse as trouble or distress, as it is here in the American Standard Version, that word is number 6869, and it also means tribulation. So Daniel 12:1 is saying, at that time, Michael stand up, and there will be a time of tribulation such as never was since there was a nation, even at that same time. And Jesus repeated that phrase almost exactly in Matthew 24, verse 21, when he said, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor shall ever be. So Jesus was confirming that the tribulation mentioned in Daniel 12, 1 is the same tribulation he was referring to. So the tribulation in Daniel 12 is the same tribulation Jesus mentioned in Matthew 24. So the tribulation is the first event in Daniel 12, verse 1, and then it says after that, at that time, thy people shall be delivered. And when we look at the original Hebrew, we can see that it says, at the time, all of the people found written in the book will slip away or be rescued. But the word translated as slip away or rescued, which is number 4422, also means escape. So this perfectly parallels what Jesus said in Matthew 24. Those in Judea will flee or escape into the mountains, and then there shall be great tribulation. And Daniel 12:1 clarifies the timing of that when it says, there will be a time of tribulation, and at that time, the people shall escape. So Daniel 12 is clarifying that the people will escape at the same time the tribulation starts. So Jesus' timeline and Daniel's timeline fit together perfectly. First, the abomination of desolation, then the escape and the tribulation, then the asteroid impact immediately after the tribulation. So again, first the abomination of desolation, then the escape and the tribulation, followed by the asteroid impact immediately after the tribulation. But Daniel adds two more important details to this. He gives the length of the tribulation in verses 5 through 7. So it says, he looked, and there stood two people on either side of the river, and the one said to the other, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And the other answered, it shall be for a time times and half a time. So it's clear that verses 5 through 7 are referring to the events in verses 1 through 4, which start at the tribulation in verse 1 and finish at the time of the end in verse 4. So he's saying the length of time from the start of the tribulation in verse 1 until the end in verse 4 will be a time times and half a time. So there will be a time times and half a time between the escape at the start of the tribulation until the end when the asteroid impacts. So the tribulation period will last for a time times and half a time. And this time period is also mentioned in Revelation 12. So in Revelation 12, verse 14, it's talking about the escape again, only it uses the code word woman. And it says, to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, times and half a time from the face of the serpent. So Revelation 12 says, the woman will fly into the wilderness for a time, times and half a time. So this confirms what Daniel 12 said, that the people will escape at the time of the tribulation, and that will last for a time, times and half a time. And verse 14 in Revelation 12 matches verse 6. So verse 6 says the same thing, basically. It says, and the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. So that word score, when it says threescore, that word score is an old word for the number 20. So one score would be 20 and threescore would be 60. So it's saying the woman will be in the wilderness for 1,260 or 60 days. So 1,260 days. And also notice the word translated as fled. When it says the woman fled, that word is number 5343. And that is the same word used in Matthew 24, verse 16, 5343. And it means flee or escape. So this confirms a few things. First, it confirms that the woman in Revelation 12 refers to those who are in Judea in this case. And secondly, it's telling us that it's an escape, which links it back to Daniel 12. So the woman or those in Judea will flee or escape into the wilderness or to the mountains for a time, times, and half a time. And Revelation 12 verses 6 and 14 seem to describe the same event, the woman fleeing into the wilderness, except verse 14 describes the length of time as a time, times, and half a time, and verse 6 describes the length of time as 1,260 days or 1,260 days. So Revelation 12 is giving us an extra detail about this. It's telling us that the time, times, and half a time is 1,260 days. So the woman in Revelation 12 represents those in Judea in Matthew 24, and it also represents the people mentioned in Daniel 12. And Daniel 12 says this escape occurs at the time of the tribulation, and Revelation 12 confirms that. So the escape and the tribulation occur at the same time. Both Daniel 12 and Revelation 12 confirm that. And since Jesus was referring to this same event, that means the escape in Matthew 24 also occurs at the same time the tribulation starts and lasts for a time, times, and half a time, or 1,260 days. So this time period on our chart, known as a time, times, and half a time, is 1,260 days. And we're told in the other prophetic texts of the Bible that a day can also represent a year. So for example, in Ezekiel 4, it says, I have appointed you each day for a year. And this is also confirmed in Numbers 14. It says, if you're told 40 days, each day represents a year, so it would be 40 years. So 1,260 days in this case can also represent 1,260 years. And so this tribulation time period is either 1,260 literal days or 1,260 years. So we know by comparing Daniel 12 with Revelation 12 that the tribulation period lasts a time, times, and half a time. In other words, 1,260 days or years. And when we compare that with Matthew 24, we know the abomination of desolation should occur before that time period starts. So the abomination of desolation will occur before the 1,260 years start. So all three of these chapters confirm this basic timeline right here. First, the abomination of desolation, then the escape and the tribulation for 1,260 days or years, and immediately after that 1,260 day or year period, an asteroid will impact. So we'll look at Revelation 12 in another video, but for now we need to continue with Daniel 12 because it gives us two more precise lengths of time. Verse 11 says, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. So it says there will be 1,290 days from the time the sacrifice is taken away until the abomination of desolation is set up. And we know days can also represent years. So this is a 1,290 day or year period that starts when the sacrifice is taken away and ends with the abomination of desolation. So again, verse 11 says, from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. And then verse 12 says, blessed is he that waits and comes to the 1,335 days. So it's saying 1,335 days. But notice it doesn't specifically say where the 1,335 days start or end. But it is clear that the 1,335 days are associated with the 1,290 days. So it seems that the 1,335 days or years would either start when the sacrifice is taken away or at the abomination of desolation, but it does not specify where it starts or ends. And also notice that we're not given the exact period of time between the abomination of desolation and the escape. So Jesus said in Matthew 24, verses 15 and 16, that when you see the abomination of desolation, then those in Judea will escape. So that indicates that the abomination of desolation is before the escape, but it does not specify how much longer before. And Daniel 12 did not specify that time period either. It clarified that the escape will occur at the same time the tribulation starts. And it also clarified that the tribulation will last for a time times in half a time. And it also clarified that there will be 1290 days before the abomination of desolation. But it does not say how much time there are between the abomination of desolation and the escape. Also in Revelation 12, the only two time periods given are the time times in half a time and the 1260 days, which is the length of time that the people escape into the wilderness. So there's not a direct statement about the time period between the abomination of desolation and the escape. So that time period will remain in question for now. But in the previous video, we charted Daniel chapter 11, verses 1 through 31, and found that it gives a detailed and accurate history from the first Persian Empire until the setting up of the abomination of desolation, which was the setting up of the Dome of the Rock on the Jerusalem Temple Mount, which was built between 685 and 691 CE. So the abomination of desolation was built between the years 685 and 691 CE, according to the timeline in Daniel chapter 11. And according to Daniel chapter 12, there should be an event 1290 days or years before that, in which the daily sacrifice was taken away. So there's a website here, it's called Bible Truth CC, that also considers the Dome of the Rock as the abomination of desolation and cites the 1290 year period between 607 BC and 684 CE, which, as I said, matches what we found in Daniel chapter 11. But my calculations of the 1290 years came out slightly different. Daniel 12, which gives the 1290 day or year period between the taking away of the daily sacrifice and the setting up of the abomination of desolation, is the last chapter in the book of Daniel. It's actually the last three verses of the last chapter right here that's giving that time period. And the first couple of verses in the first chapter of Daniel starts with the king of Babylon besieging Jerusalem and stealing some of the vessels out of the temple. So the temple practices were interrupted at that point, and it gives us the exact year. So this right here is referring to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. And it's talking about Nebuchadnezzar II, whose reign is listed here as starting in 605 BC. So it's referring to the start of Daniel's countdown to the asteroid impact that we discussed in a previous video. So it's telling us here in chapter 1, verse 1, the exact year that the temple practices were interrupted by the first siege of the temple on Daniel's timeline. In other words, it's telling us the exact year the daily sacrifice was interrupted. It says in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim. So it's historical knowledge that Jehoiakim was appointed king in 608 BC. So his third year would have been in 606 BC. So the daily sacrifice was taken away for the first time in 606 BC on Daniel's timeline, the first time on Daniel's timeline, during the first invasion by Nebuchadnezzar. So calculating the years between 685 of the current era back to 606 before the current era requires slightly more work. But if we start with the abomination of desolation in 685 AD and subtract 1290 years, we arrive at negative 605, which represents 605 BC. However, the calculation from AD to BC implies that there was actually a full year at the zero point, and the general consensus is that there was not an actual year during what we now consider the zero point. The year now known as 1 BC was actually followed by the year we recognize now as 1 AD. So there was no year zero. So if there was not an actual year at the zero point, then we need to subtract the implied year zero. And that leaves the 1290 year mark at 606 BC. So the mathematical equation for this is negative 605 minus 1. And the answer is negative 606. In other words, 606 BC. And this 1290 year period also fits perfectly into what we charted from Daniel chapters 2, 7, and 8. The 1290 years began at the start of the first empire and ended during the fourth empire. So there were 1290 years from 606 BC when the king of Babylon invaded the temple, interrupting the daily sacrifice, until 685 CE when they began building the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount. And if we add 1335 years from the start of the building of the Dome of the Rock in 685, it would end in the year 2020. And if we start counting in the year the Dome of the Rock was completed in 691, then the 1335 years would end in 2026. So Daniel 12:12 says, "Blessed are those who reach the 1335th day or year." But that would be 2020 through 2026, and we've not reached the 1335th year from the abomination of desolation yet, so that would be speculation. So we're going to leave it off our timeline, because for now we want to focus on what has already happened. So the 1290 years from 606 BC at Nebuchadnezzar's siege of the Jerusalem temple until the starting of the building of the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount in 685 is a definite fulfillment of Daniel 12:11, and Jesus and Daniel told us that the next event would be an unspecified period of time followed by those in Judea fleeing to the mountains at the start of a 1260 day or year period of tribulation, and at the end of that 1260 days or years, the asteroid will hit the earth. So at first glance, the taking away of the daily sacrifice in 606 BC may seem to contradict what Daniel told us earlier, that the daily sacrifice will be taken away during the reign of the little horn, who will persecute the saints for a time, times and half a time, until the little horn is completely destroyed by the asteroid impact. But we'll find out in subsequent videos that Jesus later clarified how all of this fits together perfectly. So if you want, you can stay tuned for future videos by subscribing to see the confirmation of this timeline in other books of the Bible as we continue, and how it all connects to the present day. And for the full explanation of this chart right here, the whole series playlist is linked here and also in the description below. So you can just click on show more below the video to open up more videos on this subject. And if you liked this video, please consider donating, because I can't do this without the support of viewers like you, and no one else is working on this. So I think I speak for most of those who are watching when I say thank you so much to those of you who are making this research possible. I hope you're doing well, and I'll talk to you next week.